பூர்ணமிதம் பூனாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சிதே பூனஸ் பூர்ணமாதாய் பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம், தட் இஸ் த ஹோல், திஸ் இஸ் த ஹோல். From wholeness emerges wholeness. Wholeness coming from wholeness, wholeness still remains. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम दैट इज द होल, दिस इज द होल, फ्रॉम होलनेस इमर्जेस होलनेस, होलनेस कमिंग फ्रॉम होलनेस, होलनेस स्टिल रिमेन्स। दिस इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट significant statements ever made anywhere on the earth at any time. It contains the whole secret of mystic approach towards life. This small sutra contains the essence of the Upanishadic vision, neither before nor afterwards the vision has been transcended. It still remains the Everest of human consciousness. And there seems to be no possibility to go beyond it. The Upanishadic vision is that the universe is a totality, indivisible. It is an organic whole. The parts are not separate. We are all existing in a togetherness. The trees, the mountains, the people, the birds, the stars, however far away they may appear, don't be deceived by the appearance. They are all interlinked, all bridged. Even the smallest blade of grass is connected to the farthest star, and it is as significant as the greatest sun. Nothing is insignificant. Nothing is smaller than anything else. The part represents the whole. Just as the seed contains the whole, the seed contains the past, because all the trees that have preceded it are contained in it. And the seed also contains the whole future. All the trees that may happen through it are potentially there. And of course, the seed contains the present. The seed looks so small, but it is not so small as it looks. If you dissect it, you will not find the flowers and the colors and the fragrance, and then you can decide that the seed is empty. But in fact, your method was wrong. That's what science has been doing with reality, dissecting it, analyzing it. Analysis is destructive. What is needed is a unifying vision, a synthesis. And that is the Upanishadic approach. The part becomes the whole. The whole becomes the part. There is no hierarchy in the Upanishadic vision of life. Nothing is lower, nothing is higher. Nothing is mundane and nothing is sacred. All is one. This vision remained a vision with few mystics. It never became part of human consciousness. That's why there is so much misery in the world. So much ugliness, insensitivity. People are not flowering. Their hidden splendor, their imprisoned splendor is not freed. People are living imprisoned lives, chained. They contain the infinity in them, but they are not even aware of it. First, the so-called religions, the organized religions of the world, destroyed humanity. Then came science. Science is nothing but organized materialistic approach to life. Just as religion is an organized approach, as far as man's subjectivity is concerned, science is also a church, a priesthood, and as much superstitious as any other religion has ever been. Of course, the dimensions are different. Religions are organized superstitions about the inner, and science is organized superstitions about the outer. The Upanishad and its approach is individual. The word Upanishad means sitting in deep communion with the Master. It has nothing to do with the church. No church can ever be religious. All churches are basically political. You have to understand the definition. Politics means society, collectivity. A religion means individuality. A religion is a rebellion against the collective. Anything that depends on the collectivity, on tradition, on dogma, on ideology, is bound to be against the individual, and the individual is the only reality. The collective is only a word. You never come across the society. You always come across the individual. You never come across humanity. You always come across human beings. You never come across love. You always come across two lovers. You come across loving, but never across love. But we have been conditioned to live with the abstractions, the society, the humanity, the love, the God. These are all abstractions, empty concepts with no concrete reality behind them. The Upanishad is very realistic, very pragmatic. It is communion from heart to heart. That's the meaning of the Upanishad. A very strange meaning, sitting by the side of a master. Just sitting by the side of a master, and then something transpires. Something like a flame jumps from the heart of the master to the heart of the disciple. The master has come home. The master has experienced the truth. The disciple is seeking. But the seeker has to be silent, utterly silent. It is not a question of asking questions, because the ultimate questions can neither be asked nor answered. They are only transmitted without asking, without answering. That transmission beyond words is the meaning of the word Upanishad. And before we enter in these sutras of Mandukya Upanishad, this has to be understood. My whole effort here is to revive the spirit of the Upanishads again. You all sitting in silence with me. This pause, this rest, this relaxed attitude, this silence in which all dualities disappear. I am not here, you are not there, but something pervades, permeates, overwhelms. That overwhelming experience is contained in these sutras. This Mangal Sutra, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnash Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate, can be said to contain the whole approach, the vision. That means the beyond, the invisible. This means the within, the visible. That means the hidden. This means the manifest. That means the infinite. This means the finite. That is the whole, of course. But the insistence of the Upanishads is this too is the whole.
Om Purnamada Purnamida Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Shishyate. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Om Purnamada Purnamida Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Shishyate. Thank you.
पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम दैट इज द होल, दिस इज द होल, फ्रॉम होलनेस इमर्जेस होलनेस, होलनेस कमिंग फ्रॉम होलनेस, होलनेस स्टिल रिमेन्स। This is one of the most significant statements ever made anywhere on the earth at any time. It contains the whole secret of mystic approach towards life. This small sutra contains the essence of the Upanishadic vision. Neither before nor afterwards the vision has been transcended. It still remains the Everest of human consciousness, and there seems to be no possibility to go beyond it. The Upanishadic vision is that the universe is a totality, indivisible. It is an organic whole. The parts are not separate. We are all existing in a togetherness. The trees, the mountains, the people, the birds, the stars, however far away they may appear, don't be deceived by the appearance. They are all interlinked, all bridged. Even the smallest blade of grass is connected to the farthest star. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் தட் இஸ் த ஹோல். This is the whole. From wholeness emerges wholeness. wholeness coming from wholeness, wholeness still remains.
Om Purnamada Purnamida Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Shishyate Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Om Purnamada Purnamida Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Shishyate
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम दैट इज द होल, दिस इज द होल, फ्रॉम होलनेस इमर्जेस होलनेस, होलनेस कमिंग फ्रॉम होलनेस, होलनेस स्टिल रिमेन्स।